This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. A new legislative session is now underway, and lawmakers say health care reform will be high on their agenda. Legislators plan to introduce several bills aimed at reducing health care costs and at boosting the number of Coloradans with health insurance. About 780,000 people in the state lack coverage. For an overview, we spoke with Democratic State Representative Ann McGeehan of Denver. She chairs the House Health and Human Services Committee. Welcome to the program. I wonder what you think the most critical health care issue is facing the state right now.
What's happened in Colorado is that we have almost 20% of our population is uninsured. And these folks who don't have insurance are working families because they're not able to afford insurance. We have to take a look at the health care delivery system here in Colorado, and that's one of the things that is going on right now is an examination of how we can do comprehensive health care reform in Colorado.
You say that examination is going on now. There's a Blue Ribbon Commission created by the legislature in the last session that's meeting right now.
That's right.
Well, I guess with that in mind then, can we expect anything in 2007 if that commission is going to make its report in 2008?
Well, we can expect a lot in 2007, Ryan, and the commission will make its report probably in January of 2008. Meanwhile, between now and then, there's much we can do to expand access to affordable quality health care for all Coloradans.
What's at the top of the list?
Top of the list. Providing insurance and Medicaid coverage for children. We have 175,000 children in Colorado who are uninsured. Of those children, 115,000 of them are eligible for Medicaid and are not signed up.
The vast majority of these children could be under a program.
They could be under a program. What we in the legislature want to do is make sure that we reach out to the families of those children and get the children enrolled in Medicaid so that we are doing preventative health care, which is always cheaper than providing emergency room care. We'd like to also make some changes to the Medicaid program in Colorado. One of the things that needs to be done is we need to do legislation so that we have managed care for Medicaid. I don't know how many people remember, but last summer there was a crisis when Colorado Access had to close down its doors because it wasn't getting enough reimbursement from the state in order to function as a Medicaid managed care program. We're going to remedy that situation this session, and we're going to do it early in the session.
Because even if you have Medicaid, it does not mean you're able to find a provider.
It does not mean you're able to find a provider. And providers don't want to necessarily serve Medicaid clients because the reimbursement rates can be so low. What we can do with a managed care program is provide a better service for the patient by giving them what we call a medical home. We can give the provider an incentive to provide well health and preventative health care by keeping that patient healthy, and then we can give the provider an incentive to share in the cost savings that the state accrues because that patient is a healthy patient.
That incentive would be a healthier reimbursement.
That's correct.
Keeping them in the game here.
That's right.
Back to that question of enrolling more children or getting more children enrolled, how does the legislature do that? I mean, is that creating an ad campaign? Is it knocking on doors?
Well, there is an ad campaign going. Under Amendment 35, there was money set aside to market to particular populations the availability of medical care. And what we need to do is to specifically reach out and make sure that that campaign is targeting children now.
So there's some oversight.
So there's some oversight, but the other thing is taking the lesson of what other states have done. I've spent a lot of time this fall going to conferences and meeting with health chairs from other states and learning what they've been doing. And New Mexico, for example, has run a really terrific ad campaign in order to enroll populations and reach out. When we passed the immigration bill in the special session this summer, we then made a whole population afraid to deal with government. And we made it impossible for them to show some ID. So you may have a child who's eligible, but their parents are afraid to deal with a county authority in order to enroll them in Medicaid.
Representative, in our coverage of the uninsured in the state, what we hear over and over again is that Colorado has one of the most ungenerous Medicaid programs. In other words, the income level has to be extremely low to be eligible. And there's people sort of in the middle of the donut there that aren't covered.
Right now, Colorado is one of the lowest in the United States, if not the lowest. We're at 180% of federal poverty level. That's what we refer to as FPL. Because minimum wage has been raised in the state of Colorado, regardless of what happens at the federal level, we're going to have to look at raising the level of FPL in accordance with the minimum wage, and I think it takes it up to about 200%. There's another place where if our congressional delegation comes through and does CHIP expansion, we would raise eligibility for CHIP, which is the child health care,
and plus,
to 225% of FPL. And again, that's a 3-to-1 match. For every state dollar we put in, we get 3 federal dollars.
In other words, individuals and perhaps their children, even if that person or that family makes more money, could be eligible.
That's right.
Given what you've told us, is there a fiscal note attached? And that's the kind of legislative speak for what's it going to cost.
What's it going to cost? There is a fiscal note attached. Once you expand coverage, it costs more. It costs about $100 a month to provide health care for a Medicaid family. We can save a lot of money in order to pay for that expanded coverage. We can save money because we're asking the governor to, by executive order, enroll Colorado in a multi-state purchasing pool for Medicaid drugs. The experience of other states is that they save between 4 and 10%. Now, we spend between $250 and $300 million a year on Medicaid drugs. Imagine if we were able to save 4 to 10% of that money. We then put that into Medicaid money. We get a federal dollar match. We get a 3-to-1 match if it's into CHIP. And we are then able to enroll kids and really make sure that they have a medical home and coverage.
This was something that the last governor was not willing to enter into, correct?
The last governor was not willing to, certainly, to do it by executive order, and he vetoed bills on this for the last few years.
And so you feel you have a more sympathetic ear in the Ritter administration. One downside to this is that you may restrict what drugs are available to Medicaid patients,
you know,
correct?
If any person who has insurance is subject to what is called a formulary or a preferred drug list, the state is simply following the best practices that every business does in the country. Now, it doesn't restrict. It says we're going to get the discount on certain drugs, but if you as an individual have to have a drug that's not on that list, your doctor can order it and show that you need it. And we also save money through using the Medicaid managed care, as we talked about.
That is, making sure people have a medical home and get wellness care
as opposed to
emergency room.
Yes.
I guess there will also be a push in this session to improve health information technology. I mean, the computer systems and things that track all of this. What can the lawmakers do there?
We can do a lot, and I want to say my colleague, Senator Hagedorn, is a huge proponent of health information technology, as am I. Senator Hagedorn and I, by the way, are working very closely on all of these health care issues. He is particularly involved in health information technology. I know that we can save money. We've seen it happen in the Veterans Administration hospital. If we have electronic medical records and we are able to track, particularly, for example, say a Medicaid patient shows up in Arapahoe County and then they move to El Paso County, and we have an electronic medical record, we know what drugs they are on, we immediately have their medical record, and we can treat them without doing tests over and over again and that kind of thing.
Where does mental health fit into all of this? I mean, so often when we talk about health, we kind of bifurcate physical health and mental health. Lots of people see those as being one and the same. But what role is there in all of this?
I'm happy to tell you that the relief that was provided to the state budget under Ref C is allowing a number of us to take a look at mental health issues. First of all, I know that Representative Stafford will be the House sponsor of Senator Keller's bill asking for mental health parity, meaning that health insurance policies will also have mental health as well as physical health included in the coverage. One of the places that we can, as a state, make a huge indent into mental health services and is taking all of the money that we spend on mental health and substance abuse up front and combining it into one department and calling it behavioral and mental health and creating either a person who's responsible and reports to the governor or a department and provides services to our citizens that way. We save administrative dollars. We can figure out what pot we pay for it out of without the citizen having to go to two or three different departments.
By the end of the session, and I hope you'll be back, so we can check on whether any of this has happened, or all of this has happened, or some of this has happened, what do you hope to accomplish? What does Colorado look like with all this?
By the end of the 2007 session, before we take a look at comprehensive reform, we're going to expand access to kids. We are going to have Medicaid managed care, and we should also have more work done on mental health. And there's another big topic that we haven't talked about, which is state employee health insurance reform. 20% of our state employees are uninsured. And we are working hard this year, and I'm working with Governor Ritter's staff on this issue as well, in taking a look at how we can turn that around so that we can provide insurance to all of our employees so that we can lead as an example as an employer in this state.
Representative, thanks very much for being with us.
And thank you.
Democratic State Representative Ann McGeehan of Denver chairs the House Health and Human Services Committee.